I could have been dead. I could have been just like Manny with a bullet in his head. I could have been his killer and living inside the feds with a calendar crossing off all the days beside my bed. Or like his cousin, yeah, I could have been a motherfucking McDonald's employee with a shorty like my wife, but we got kids, it's a shame. Cause minimum wage in this age ain't enough to even buy the ass a bib. I could have been a college student paying my tuition, but I couldn't even tell you what the fuck my major is. But bust my fucking ass every day to buy a suit and make a resume and take an interview and lose to a kid with a fucking trade. Yeah, I could have been the owner of that business that hired her from the lust inside my brain. And even though I'm 50 and she's 21, I use my power to fuck her, grabbing her with the same damn hand that has my ring. I could have been a wife staying up at night looking at my watch like, where's my man, man, I hope that he's okay. When meanwhile he's inside a hotel getting that hotel without a rubber or a shame. But stop that there, since a little boy I knew that I was someone rare. I don't know how I knew, but I just knew it was something inside of me telling me I could be successful outside of society. History classes ain't working, I'm ditching these classes, man. These niggas need glasses, they don't see it, I'm better than average. I'm telling you, coach, put me in and I'm still on the bench. I'm thinking I suck. What's your grades? A D and a D, a D and a A. That's an art. Does that mean I'm great? Am I gonna be straight? And this what they say, there's no jobs for niggas that paint. So my whole fucking life I grew up thinking I can't.
Niggas that paint, niggas that paint, niggas that paint, niggas that paint,
niggas that paint. Meanwhile, I'm thinking that my life's fucked up, but my mom was going through it. She really had tough luck, but she kept it to herself. I had no idea, to the point that I denied the little things I'd hear from my family members now and then and here and there. Till I saw one day that mama was losing hair and losing the weight, then eventually losing the brain. Till I put two and two together, confusion was strange. Since my auntie told me the truth, I'd never be the same. When she died is when I heard my stepfather gave her AIDS.
So listen,
what color are my pants?
Red. Alright, so describe to me the color red. Without using another color or anything associated with a color.
I think the color red is something that provokes emotion out of people.
Nah, I'm saying how can you
visually describe
what the color red is without using another color? It's impossible. No way you could do that.
No.
So look, how do you know that when you see red, right, I don't see blue? How do you know we see the same color? There's no way you could tell, like, if we could see the same color no matter what. Because I could have grown up my whole life thinking that red was really, I see blue, but I thought it was red because that's what they taught me.
Right.
And there's no way to describe it to you, so to know we see the same thing. So if we know, if we can't even say that we see the same thing, right? If me and you can like literally talk about colors and we're not advanced enough in society, humanity, whatever you want to call it, or technology, to say that, to know if we actually even see the same colors, how can we say that there's no God?
Hello, hello, hello. We are back. This is CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Word on the Street. I'm your host, Isaac. We are broadcasting live from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people right after
Nardwar, the human serviettes
show. And some people are back. They have not been here for a while. So let's just swing the mics around quickly before we play a couple tracks, starting with my man on the left.
Yo, 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 it's Gabe. I've been gone for a long time, but it's good to be back in the booth, sitting in the stew, enjoying the view, seeing what we can do, sticking like glue. Yeah, get a clue. See what we do. Yeah.
Wow, hard to talk
Dad,
about.
Dad, I hope you're proud of me.
What am I supposed to say now?
Hi, it's Valley. I'm not going to try to rap. I feel like that would go very badly.
I'm also going to skip that. I'm Sinead. I haven't been here since April. I'm excited to be back. Have you been here, Helena?
I have. Hi, David.
Hi, David.
Hi, David.
Hi, David.
Love you, David.
So, you know who you are.
So, before we do our little reunion episode here with some of the collective members, I'm just going to play a couple songs from people I interviewed over the past 3 to 4 months or so. So
yeah, you were killing it with the interviews, by the way.
Thank you.
If you haven't heard his interviews, go on to CITR.ca.
/word on the street. You can find it.
You can find all of it there. There's one, Just Blaze, right?
Yeah, Just
Blaze.
Yeah,
I was listening
big
to the Just Blaze one the other day. It's really good.
Thank you.
So go check him out. We got a couple with Stone. We got a couple with Andrew Malott.
Yeah.
So Stone Cold Finger. And, yeah, so go check it out, guys. It's a really good work this summer. You took good
Thank
job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. speaking of those two, also Honda Carter, I'm going to play new Stone song. I'm also going to play Andrew Mulad, Honda Carter classic, Shonen. And I'm going to play that new Stone Gunplay. So here's a couple songs. A couple of these people are now my roommates, too, somehow. But here we go. And we'll be right back. This is We're on the Street for CITR.
All these girls in love, man. I was in the club, man. I was floating up, man. I can't throw it up, man. Looking real suspect. I just said, she be with the husband. Oh, shit. I just really caught you. Young nigga, think you really got you.
Hey, 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 hey. Turn the club to a runway. If there's gunplay, put it on safe, new problems, different day. Can I get away? Body said accept my fate. Soldiers getting slayed, moving up the escalator. I'm activated, change the frame, it's animated. The colors faded, how I know, cause I done made it. I'm the greatest, though the language translated. I'm leaving with a clean slate.
Know the language translated. Know the language translated, leaving with a clean say. Please say it, please say it, what you really got to. I'm killing all disease when I walk in the environment. These niggas thinking me, say we didn't call the firemen. This is perfect timing. You can beat the sirens and save it with the silence. But shine just like a diamond. Shine just like a diamond. School.
Turn the club to a runway. If there's gunplay, put it on safe. New problems, different day. Can I get away? Body said accept my fate. Soldiers getting slayed, moving up the escalator. I'm activated, change the frame, it's animated. The colors faded, how I know, cause I done made it. I'm the greatest, know the language translated. I'm leaving with a clean slate.
Know the language translated. Know the language translated, leaving what the clean say. Please say, please say what you really got to. I'm killing all disease when I walk in that environment. These niggas thinking me, but we didn't call the firemen. This is perfect timing. You can beat the sirens, but save it with the silence. Shine just like the diamond. Shine just like the diamond.
Drop me off, drop me off. So you'll probably never find me. So you'll probably never find me. Yeah. Tinder window, so you'll probably never find me. Showing up, sounding easy peasy when I do it. Showing it junk, trying to keep me busy as a student. I should feel the cut, yeah. Unless I leave, for my time is here. I should catch a bus, try to leave, hit the atmosphere. I should try to fly from the east, counterclockwise. Try to live in pictures of today and the daylight. We can't play no games, less is bills on the table. We can't be no kids, less we live through the fables.
You can try to hide away.
Doing 9 to 5, yeah. Bonafide suit, yeah, it's finalized. Woo, woo, woo. Done deal, yeah. Fuck it, unreal. If I'ma try to get it, add an Addy to my meals.
Addy, you know, Addy. You know,
I
wouldn't even try to resist life sentence. With my yellow heart and the beverage, I could give a shit about the claws and the leverage on me.
Why don't you let me soft it? Claiming that it's bullshit. Scared of my opponent. That I'll blow it. Used to ride around inside the block. Now I'm jumping out the house. Jumping out the house to fly away from you.
We're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Music Collective of the station. We're broadcasting live from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people, and I'm your host, Isaac. And we got some people back again. That was just a song from Andrew Mulat and Honda Carter. That was off of Andrew's album, Ultra AVX, and that one was called Shonen. Before that, you heard another song by a friend of the show, Stone Cold Finger. That's his latest song, and that's just a single called Gunplay. Now, I talked to all of these people over the past 3 or 4 months. Way, way back in April, I talked to Andrew about some gender, race, and sex politics with rap, just about identity, what it means to be a male rapper in this age, what it means to be a female rapper. That was a really interesting discussion. I interviewed Honda Carter, talked about what his plans are coming up. He's doing some stuff in LA back and forth. Some big things from him this year for sure. I talked to Stone Cold Finger 3 times, actually, this summer. Twice by himself, just about life, because he's good at that. And
those shows are fun.
Yeah.
He's on. They're really fun.
Yeah, he has a way with his words, for sure, outside of rapping as well.
Definitely.
And there was one episode where I had all 3 of them, plus Euro Visa Visa. And we just talked about commandments in hip-hop, and that was really interesting, too, because we took a bunch of commandments from this book I was reading and we critiqued them and talked about whether we agreed or we disagreed or what we would change about them. So if you want to listen to any of those, you can go on to citr.ca and you can find Word on the Street. And those have been over the past 3 or 4 months or so. Some other things I did while everyone was gone. Helena here was here most of the summer by my side. My number one, for sure. Always here, always showing up. It's my support. So I'm not completely by myself. But we did Andrew Mulat once, then we did Honda Carter, Stone Cold Finger. We also did Crimson Love, then we did Stone Cold Finger again, as I said. We also did Bella Ross's. Very interesting how I know her. I actually know her from my elementary school, and I know like most of her family. Very, very cool family, lots of art involved with her family. Actually, her older brother is putting on an event tonight with one of his friends at Fortune, so if you want to go to that. That's called Offline Interactions. There's going to be some DJ sets there. There's going to be some performances included by Bella herself. So if you want to go there, that's an option. Then I had Andrew, Honda, Stone, and Euro on. And then really, really big, Zoom and I somehow got the chance to talk to Just Blaze, who has produced for Eminem, Kanye, Jay-Z, name any rapper who's, you know, up there. he produced for them, and that was really an honor. Like, that was so cool because he made songs like Touch the Sky by Kanye West, Little Big Fiasco, that's one of my favorite Kanye songs, and just talking to the guy who produced that track, that was special. I also talked to Alex Zaster and Kids Take Over. Alex is a fashion guy from Vancouver who is very involved in the music scene as well, so just talking to him, having a different perspective about talking about music from someone who's very, you know, his expertise is in the fashion industry, and talking about how that correlates to artists today, talking about people like Lil Uzi Vert. And Kids Take Over is an interviewer guy. He's been doing a lot of interviews lately. He did Shoreline Mafia. He's met Narvar, you know, when he was here. It's a big influence for him. We talked a lot about some of our favorite interviewers and what makes a good interview. And then the past couple weeks, just winding up August here, I talked to Debbie Friday, who is a super cool experimental punk artist originally from Nigeria, and she's getting a lot of attention right now. She got into Pitchfork, she got into The Fader. She was on Anthony Fantano's Tracks of the Week.
Really?
His favorite tracks. Oh yeah. You know, we know who we're talking about. You know, we know who to get. So that was fantastic as well. She was extremely thoughtful, definitely one of the most intellectual people I've talked to on the air. And she really enjoyed her time here. And then just last week, and this has just been finally put up now, over the past hour or so, Kevin Hackett, who finally got his album out after 4 years, another close friend of the show, and his album is called Youth. So if you want to check that out, it's quite interesting. And he's got really one-of-a-kind visuals and music videos that you can look at online, too. So that's what I've been up to. That's the past 11 interviews or so that I've done here. So what have you all been up to? What kind of music have you been listening to? Who have you been seeing while I've been in here? Gabe, you want to give
sure,
it a go first?
Yeah. We have the song queued up. So
yeah, you can choose a song.
I would love to choose a song. My summer with music wasn't that crazy.
You want to kind of explain where you were? Because you were really not just away from CITR, but you were away from all of us.
Yeah, it was
very
far. There's a great town about 16 hours north of Vancouver called Terrace, BC. And I, through series of events, ended up living in my cousin's house up there. She wasn't there, but the house was. And so I went and lived there. I got a job doing construction as a laborer. And I met some really great people who taught me some important life skills. And it was fun. So it was just like during the day, it was a lot of just like moving wood or shoveling gravel or something like that. So like I remember one day I was working in like a suburb. And they gave me a broom, and they're like, you're sweeping the street. and I was like, okay. And then I swept the street all day. So you do things like that, and you get a chance to listen to music. I found myself, after the Anderson .Paak concert, I left the next day. He did a tribute to Mac Miller. Mm-hmm. So I listened to a lot of Mac Miller after that. When I was like 12, I loved Knock Knock, his song, but I haven't listened to him since. And so I was really privileged to listen to that stuff again. And then I played around when I really loved Dreamville Records. So when they dropped Revenge of the Dreamers 3, really highly listened to that album. Really picked up some JID and some Ari Lennox. So Ari Lennox is great. But then there's this one guy that crept into the radar for me. And Igor and Bandana, they're all great. but there's this one album that actually Nardwar is the reason I know about him. Because I was on a YouTube spiral, and I don't know who it was. But some rapper I looked up to like flipped out when Nardwar gave this guy this album. And he's like, me and someone else used it for beats. I think it was like, I don't know, Kendrick or someone. And then I looked up the album, and I downloaded it, and it is my go-to to have a good time.
Whoa,
so
okay.
You cannot not smile or jam or just like groove to this song. So if you are in your car and it's safe, I would like you to just get ready to drum. I want to see some dashboard drumming. Go nuts. Start slapping the windows. If you're in the back seat, start punching the roof. You're going to go berserk to this song. And then get out your dancing shoes and just start grooving in your seat, because that's what you want to do. So here we are. Can Heaven Really Be Like This by Idris Muhammad. Just wait for this drum line. Get ready. Everyone got your sticks? You got your sticks?
Yeah. All
right. Let's go.
Yeah.
Shopping and robbing my chances of surviving. I'm laid Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Bike the Night, presented by MEC, will see 3,500 cyclists light up downtown Vancouver. The ride goes for 10 kilometers through car-free streets and includes a mid-ride dance party on Burrard Street Bridge. Join us on Saturday, September 7th for a fantastic pre-party at Sunset Beach before the bike ride kicks off at 8 p.m. $5 student tickets available for a limited time. Mobi Bike Share Pass included for anyone needing a bike. Register and find more information online at bikethenight.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Word on the Street on CITR 101.9 FM, and we're back. I'm your host, Isaac, and we just heard a few songs. Gabe, just one more time, what were your selections? You had two songs there that were yours.
Oh,
that,
boy. Right. What were my selections? The first one, the groovy drumming one, was Could Heaven Really Be Like This by Idris Muhammad, who was a jazz drummer in the 70s. And then the second one was Whipped Cream by Ari Lennox. She's, I wouldn't say up and coming because she's been around for a while, but she is signed to Dreamville and she is amazing.
I've seen her before. I didn't even tell you that.
Of course you have. You've seen everyone. How was your summer watching people perform? I was shoveling gravel. Hey. Listening to my phone. How many bands have you seen in the last 3 weeks?
Not that
many.
3 months? You know how long?
Only Wu-Tang and Anderson .Paak in the same
Wu-Tang, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You forgot you went to Wu-Tang. All right. Speaking of other concerts I haven't been to, Oshiega. How was Sinead. It was, Sinead?
It was amazing, Gabe. I saw so many artists that I can't even remember, like, all of the names, but Tame Impala, that was something that I want to talk about. I spent a lot of that time like kind of running around the crowd trying to find my friends, trying to find the bathroom, trying to get into VIP. So it was a little bit hectic, a little bit scattered, but overall it was like amazing. There were these glowy fountains kind of like behind the main stage that just like shot up these geysers of air, and we were just like dancing, and like it was pretty sick. There was also K Tronada, who I thought was pretty insane. I was on my friend's shoulders and I was holding a pineapple that was on a leash. Basically, my friend Walto found this pineapple, and we decided to buy a little dog collar and a leash because we're us. Like, we're just trying to, like, personalize the festival experience. And I was on his shoulders trying to wave the pineapple for everyone to see. That's what I remember about K Tronada. But there was a lot of other acts. Yeah, I really can't go over all of them.
What was your favorite, like, performance?
So I'm going to have to say Mitski. I've seen Mitski before, but I think watching her for a second time, especially since I saw her within the same calendar year, was pretty cool. I found this with Beach House too, but they keep the same, like, if they are still touring the same album, they keep the same, like, set and a lot of the same, like, dance moves and, like, enunciations that they like. And the first time I saw Mitski, she's a very interesting performer if anybody has seen her. She does a lot of, like, interpretive dance type things. She has, like, a table and a chair, like, I'm not sure what they're supposed to symbolize, anything like that, but they seem to be like solid objects in the midst of like kind of a confusing emotional space, or at least that's what I got off of it. But yeah, she was kind of like dancing around the chair, like walking around in circles. If I were a performer and I did not know what to do, I might do something like that. But watching her for a second time made me realize this is very artistic. This is very powerful. She's calculating or just trying to show a certain... Yeah, it was so choreographed, and she's trying to show these, like, very specific emotions, and a lot of them were, like, confusedness, loneliness, like, maybe, like, pining for something that's not quite there and not feeling that you're quite good enough. And then there's also another part which where it's more, like, cool dancing, like, she's, like, on the table, like, trying to do stuff. But, yeah, she's a cool performer. I had to miss Mick Jenkins to see her, so I'm really displeased about that, but it was pretty worth it.
Wow. How did you find... like Oshaga, because I know you've been to a couple other festivals. You said you've been to one in Toronto. I just remember that because I know you've seen Frank.
Yes,
and everyone
I
in the
have.
Room is envious of you. But how did this compare to other festivals? Because I think Oshaga is pretty renowned from what I've heard.
It is. I know that last year the lineup, it was great. I still wanted to go. But this year I was hearing that they've really returned to their indie roots, sort of. There were a few like big name rappers, I suppose, to like draw in like ticket sales or like whatever was going on. And they were fun. But it's more so like the other stuff that I was interested in. It reminded me of Way Home, which is a show. It's in Oromandante, Ontario, which is like, I don't know how far that is, like 2 hours out of Toronto, but it like pulls in this Toronto crowd. I believe they ran out of funding or had some kind of issue with booking artists because they only had 3 years, but Kendrick was there, Odessa was there in their first year. Like, obviously they got Frank in their last year, so they weren't doing super bad, but it was still pretty good. Another festival that I saw this summer, I actually forgot all about this until I was trying to remember Oshaga.
Yeah, I totally forget when I have fun.
I went to a festival in London.
In London?
Yeah.
So, oh, so you forgot you went to London,
London
too.
London, Ontario, or London?
London,
England.
London,
England.
Okay. London, England. Good old Brits.
Yeah, so when I was in London, my friend's like, hey, this festival's happening, so I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go. I got to see the Strokes and Interpol, which
what?
Was pretty, yeah.
Wait, you saw you the tell, Strokes and you forgot?
Do you tell Icia?
It was a whirl. I was on 2 hours of sleep like every night. It was like a whirlwind situation, like just trying to navigate the tube, trying to like meet people. It was a little nuts, but yeah. Also, I realized that Oxford has a psychedelic music scene. Who knew? Seriously, I had no idea. They have, like, I think they have a lot more funding that goes towards, like, their classical stuff, but psychedelic is a thing, too. I have a friend who went there, and she has this band. Maybe next week I can bring in some of their music to play. I'm sure that'd be pretty cool. But, yeah, it was amazing, and I got to kind of meet those band members, see, like, the different, like, cultural. Like, it really did feel like an extension of home to be there in the music scene. Like, there was a lot of, like, similar artists that my British friends liked that I liked, but every place has its own twist.
What would you say was the biggest difference between a music festival here in Canada versus the one in London, England?
I really can't think of it, there being much of a difference. Like, besides the accents that were just, like, popping, like, around my orbit, like, constantly. Like, it was this one, too. For the other ones, I've stayed the full 3 days. I've gotten, like, an Airbnb or a tent or, like, stayed at someone's house. This one, I was there for, like, a night. So it was very much a whirlwind. But yeah, there was the same, there was a different kind of camaraderie there than I'd experienced. And like, because the Canadian festivals that I've been to, it's like, it's very much this like highly structured like experience with like all of this stuff going on. And like a lot of other people there are Canadian. But yeah, like, I think feeding off of like a big city such as London too, you have a lot of people who are like going to go out. Like, we met some people there and then we were able to go out with them after. Like, it more so fed off of like London's energy as opposed to being like a camping experience in the middle of a field.
Cool.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yes.
I think we're going to play a couple more songs. Did you want to play that Mick Jenkins song?
Yeah, sure. It's just because I missed Mick Jenkins and I'm still feeling a little bit sad about it, we're going to play Your Love by Mick Jenkins.
You're listening to We're on the Street on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be back after a couple more songs.
For the love, she the type of woman make you wanna leave the drugs. Not the type of nigga that'll really do the club. Penny water, double cup, baby, let me know what's up.
We could have a dream, have a dream in New Orleans and fall in love in Chicago. Have a dream in New Orleans and fall in love in Chicago. Have a dream, 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 fall in love, love, love.
I want to love.
Lady, let me parlay with you for the one time. Lady, I can promise it'll be a fun time. I ain't tryna run game or hit you with the sublime. Lady,
I want your love, 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 love. I want to love you.
5'3" with the crown, royal skin tone. Plus she brought her own water, man, she bent on. Put her joint, she hit me with a couple brothers of wisdom. Now it's on, have me open like a flip phone. Flip mode, every single night is blessing. We be learning till we leaning like we off the road, but doesn't keep the pace slow. Moving with the tempo, know you feel it when the bass slow. Waiting on the breakdown, I don't need the peso. Did it for the Lolo, girl, the free is what I'm based on. Come and bill with me, we could be a couple Mason. No insurance to the coat, just stay farm. Hold on, ladies, stay calm. We could have a dream. New Orleans, fall in love in Chicago. Have a dream, 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 fall in love, love, love. I want to love you. I want to love you. I need your love, 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 love. I want to love you. I want to love you. I need your love, 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 love. Had to hold it down for the love. The type of woman make you wanna leave the drugs. Not the type of nigga that'll really do the club. Penny water, double cup, baby, let me know what's up.
Have a dream in New Orleans and fall in love in Chicago. Have a dream in New Orleans and fall in love in Chicago. I want to love you. I want to love you. I want to love, 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 love. I want to love you. I want to love you.
Yeah, you made me go whoop. God damn. Yeah, that booty is a trap.
looking like a beggar. Now you're touching me like holy terror. Be careful, I'm knock you and shock you. You're acting like a fool for my relief. I said you're driving me mad, good grief. I'm rubbing another, you know. I said, goddamn, baby, mercy. I am your poison and remedy. Why don't you come and get some?
Hello, hello, hello. Maybe I should say goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Oh my god. There's some weird feedback in here. We good? Okay. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye for today. You have listened to Word on the Street. I'm your host, Isaac. And welcome back again to some of our returning members. Y'all want to say goodbye? Gabe, you want to do your thing? The thing you haven't been doing for a while. Do your thing. Oh, I wasn't talking about that, but I was talking about the other thing that you usually do.
Oh, my thing-a-ding. Yes. Everyone, follow us at CITR Word Street on Twitter. We're going to try to be more active this year. We might have an Instagram maybe, do some Instagram
live. We're going to set up social medias for sure.
Social media will be set. But to start off the social media excursion, we need to get followers on Twitter first. So at CITR Word Street. If you put an on the, you won't find us. So CITR Word Street, and that's it. All right. So now, bye-bye from your baby brother. Gabas, that's me. Peace be with you and with your spirit and awesome with you. Good day.
See you guys later. See you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening. You can catch Radio Pizza Party next, right after us. And just to close off, I'm going to play a Shway song, of course. This is with Artemis. This is Elasto. Catch us next week, same time, 5 to 6 p.m. Thanks for listening to Word on the Street. Have a great weekend.
The last on plastic dancing makes me move this way. The groove makes me like you. I wouldn't have there any other sway. The groove makes me like you. And after the dancing, keep holding on.
Our rhythm and our movement's never been so insane.
The groove makes me like you.
When I look into your eyes, don't make me plain.
The groove makes me like you.
In the sun.